Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Insanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, I say it all the time. I know I make some of you people crazy. But truly, get involved, get engaged. Do something. Pay attention. Some of you live in smaller towns. I live in a small town in California. Of 300,000, and some of you in, you know, in some places are going, what? Yes, but it's got a small town feel to it, and I got to tell you something. I mean, seriously, what makes the city like the town that I'm in great is the people that are involved in it, the people that take the time to make sure that we've got good schools, that we've got things going on that promote the community, that uplift the community. And I've seen some of our school boards here where when you don't engage, when you don't get involved, what happens? You start to lose ground. And then you complain about what's happening at your schools. You complain about what's happening with your kids. When I say your kids, I'm using the generic term of your kids in the community. So if you truly love, you move to those, some of you have been there since you were a kid, probably born in some of the areas. But if you really want to keep it clean, if you really want to keep it pristine, then you got to do something. No, really, you got to do something. And that might be you just, you know, some of you heard the speech before. That might just be you supporting someone that you know that you trust can get the job done. That has the thick skin it takes to make a difference. And some of you, maybe not so much. I don't know. Don't know you. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me here on the air in the chat room and texting. We do have a live chat room at the website. The website is joemessina.com. Joemessina.com, right? Go in there. Hey, there are people that are smarter than I am in there. Take advantage of that. In all reality. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The doom and gloom. Today is Earth Day. And look, I joke around about it to a degree, but here's the deal. Especially, you know, as a Christian guy, realizing that God made the planet, whether you believe it or not, I'm talking about me, believing that God made the planet. I'm going to take care of things that he gave me. I'm going to take care of the gifts he's given me. Right now, I may not take care of it the way you want me to because I'm not so much sure that what you want is the reality of the situation. All right, but I'm going to do my best to take care of the planet. Again, not above the humans, but I'll do what I can. Not above the animals, I'll do what I can. So, again, you look at this, you look at what's going on, right? Doomsday, I guess there, some people are calling it doomsday addiction, celebrating 50 years of failed climate predictions, and that's what they are. You know, if they came across and they said, look, here's what we got going on, and I realize that people have short memories and whatever. You think, look, over the next 50 years, this is what's going to happen. The earth will get dirtier, the air will get dirtier, the water will this, and go through it. But we can make with little changes in our life, we can make changes to this. We can make sure that it doesn't happen. We can make sure that your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, most people stop at first and go, I'm not going to be here, what do I care? But remind them that their grandchildren, great-grandchildren are going to have to partake in this air, partake in this water, the stuff that's been put, the chemicals that have been put in their food. You know, I got friends of mine and family members who grew up were old in the 50s to begin with, but they grew up in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s. And they lived to be old. In my family, anyway, they lived to be old. And the old was, if you think about it, right, they were living to be in their 70s. They smoked and drank heavily, but they drank. They ate all the food you weren't supposed to eat. All right? Not that they ate it in big bulk. They also didn't have all the chemicals in their food that we have today. Right? I mean, I realize the fruits and vegetables might have gone bad faster, but they weren't radiated. They weren't, they didn't have all kinds of, modifications done to them. They were straight out of the ground with real seeds. So that's the stuff we've lost. We thought we were going to make things so much better, and we really haven't made them so much better. We might have more food than we know what to do with, but what's in it? What's it really doing for you? There's a fellow who wrote a book, The Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Read the book. You'd be surprised what he calls out in there and some of the things that have changed in our food. Some of the things that have changed overall. And that's what's causing us. Why do we have more sicknesses? Why do we have more obesity? Why do we have more of these things going on in our life? Think about it. I'm not going to tell you why. Think about it. Don't be seeing your hope. Don't go far. I got a lot more to beef about when we come back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
I'm just sucking in the breath. Come to your home. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's how we win. That's how things get done, right? You get involved, you get engaged, you kind of, you know, get involved to the point where you have a clue to what's happening. You don't have to know everything, right? You don't have to be an expert in the field. I just want you to know it. I just want you to understand it. It's really what it boils down to, for me anyway. All right, again, I say 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to get involved, if you want to get engaged, if you want to find out what's going on, that's the way to do it. All right. Does anybody know where I was? You want to? Come on. Don't tell me you've never done that. You caught me some slack here. Seriously. Anyway. I know. We were talking about the doomsday, gloomsday. All I mean, today is Earth Day, and it's still here. And it was Earth Day back in the 60s, in 1970, when they decided, hey, we've got to tell people we're in trouble. I don't know why. Maybe it started off sincerely. Maybe it started off where people really thought, hey, we're doing some damage. I mean, I remember, I'm in college. I'm in high school in the 70s, right? And we're sitting there, and we're going through, you know, the polluted rivers. Matter of fact, where I grew up in Boston, right, the Boston Harbor was polluted. It's terrible. They told you that. And I was too young. I didn't know. And I didn't believe them, frankly. You know, but I went, I swam in that stuff. Shh, don't tell anybody. But I really did. I swam in that stuff. Right? So, and it was polluted. Didn't know. I haven't grown a, you know, third nose or anything like that, or fourth ear or whatever. But you can see, you know, now you look back a little bit and you say, not now, but even in the 80s, you look back, okay, yeah, we really sucked at this. We were polluting rivers. We were, you know, some of the industries were doing that. Okay, so that's what you do. You do laws. You find these people. You make sure it hurts them to pollute. They didn't have to pollute. There were ways around it. So, you know, with all that said, again, to throw people into a panic like this, not fair. And it's not right. Truly. So, as they went through the list, as I went through the list of stuff, I thought it was amazing. Now, let me see. Coupled to this, the certainty of a doomsday is the fall of farming. Hand in hand, Armageddon and agriculture, according to the article, are bedmates. Right, so they want you to stop growing stuff. In March, the United Nations warned the humanity's ticking time bomb and released a report of enumerating a multi-trillion-dollar plan to implement climate policies across the globe. See, the one world order, the one world government. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, he proclaimed the report a survival guide for humanity. Well, their survival guide for humanity. Mine is more like believing God, what God tells me to do to take care of stuff. That's my survival guide, okay? He called for a phase out of fossil fuels. He said that, dear friends, humanity is on thin ice, and that ice is melting fast. No, actually, it's not, and it's not on thin ice either. Gutierrez's remarks were particularly, I mean, There are true climate scientists out there who are not afraid to tell a real story, a true story as to what's happening. Okay, and where we're at, we need CO2. They want to wipe it out. We need it. Who are you listening to? I mean, Gutierrez's remarks were really ironic, considering only a month earlier, the Global Energy Monitor report revealed that China's expansion of coal capacity is at unprecedented levels, six times larger than the rest of the world combined. In other words, China's polluting six times more than the rest of the planet and putting all their pollution together. Have you heard about that? No, actually you haven't. Gee, I wonder why. So, Gutierrez, despite the Gutierrez's, you know, announcement, there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing they're telling us is new. Is anything we haven't known before. Over and over and over again, they just get too dramatic on this stuff. You got 50 years of this out there. 50 years of understanding what's happening. Right? I mean, in the 60s, they told us, I know I'm hanging on this a long time. I didn't plan on... Forgive me, I didn't plan on hanging out here this long. In the 60s, overpopulation, famine, they were all the rage. I mean, everybody knew this was happening. They were doing all kinds of stuff to keep it from happening. Right? There was a green revolution that spurred crop yields all across the globe. Paul Ehrlich, you hear about him always, Stanford biologist. He's also one of those end times prophets. He preaches about starvation. That's it. We're done. Right? All that green stuff you're growing is going to turn brown. Why would he tell people that? In 1968, with the world's population of 3.5 billion people, and that was in 68, we're almost at 8 billion in 2023. I'm glad to see that this famine wiped out 2/3 of the planet, aren't you? I'm just having fun with this. Right, I mean, and I'm having fun with it because it's one thing to tell us the truth. It's one thing to allow us to make our decisions. It's another thing to force us to conform to a lie, and that's what you're doing. You're just forcing us to conform to the lie. The battle to feed all humanity is over. In the 1970s, hundreds of millions of people will starve to death. That's what he says. There's no way to turn that around. Now, again, I don't know if he really believed it back then, or if it was a way for them to raise money. Right? Kept talking about a dying planet. So, when these things don't come true, you got to stop bowing down to them. In 1970, Ehrlich, I already talked about this earlier, he wrote that article at Mademoiselle. He said the population is so far out in front of what we have as far as food and other things to be able to feed them and take care of them. The death rate will increase at least 100 to 200 million people per year will be starving to death during the next 10 years. But that's it. Didn't happen. Not even close. So I'm seeing your host. Always a pleasure to have you. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden reassures Ukrainian President Zelensky of quick military aid as the Senate prepares to pass a foreign aid package, including military assistance for Ukraine. During a call Monday, Biden reaffirmed the U.S.'s commitment to supporting Ukraine against Russian aggression. Former President Trump's hush money trial is over for Monday. Prosecutors accused him of falsifying records to hide payments to Stormy Daniels in 2016. Trump's defense denies any scheme, claiming Daniels tried to profit from false allegations, owing Trump $600,000 from failed lawsuits. The first witness, David Packer, was called, but the trial was halted due to the Passover holiday. Kroger and Albertsons are selling an additional 166 stores as part of efforts to address regulatory concerns over their proposed $25 billion merger. This move aims to mitigate fears of increased prices and job losses. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried.
The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
I love bass. What can I tell you? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5568. Look, get involved. Get in. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. I mean that. Really, seriously. Be part of the solution. It's one of the ways, you know, you can at least talk to some. Maybe turn some people. I have no idea. I've given up on hardcore trying to turn people. But basically, you know, you just told people the truth. You tell them when you get the information, you tell them what's going on. In 2006, we're talking about the demise of the planet here on Earth Day. In 2006, former Vice President Al Gore projected that unless drastic measures were implemented, the planet would hit an irreversible point of no return by 2016. Game over. So, hey, it's over. Party on. Rajendra Pachauri, head of the UN Climate Panel, one-upped Gore in 2007, insisting that 2012 was the year of irreversibility. Right? I mean, who do we believe? God, I'm so confused. In 2008, media mogul Ted Turner provided far more detail than either Gore or Pachauri. He emphasized the consequences of climate inaction, not doing it, will be catastrophic. We'll be 8 degrees hotter in 10 years. Yeah, okay. See what I mean? These guys are out of control. Truly out of control. I mean, you think of how much more volcanic activity there has been in the past. And what they spew in a day, or even in a couple of hours, we can't spew with every car running on the planet for days, for a month, for 2 months, 3 months. Do your own homework. You'll find out what I'm telling you is true. Right? Most of the people will have died, he said, and the rest of us will be cannibals We'll have broke this Ted Turner, by the way. Remember, he had the movie channel, so maybe that's where he got this. The few people left to be living in a failed state like Somalia or Sudan, and living conditions will be intolerable. The droughts will be so bad, there'll be no more corn growing. Well, there you go. There goes your fructose corn syrup, whatever it's called. The father of global warming, James Hansen, he drew a line in the sand. Testified before Congress in June of 08 on the dangers of greenhouse gases. He said, we're toast, right? If we don't get on a very different path, we are toast. This is the last chance. Now, mind you, that was 08. That was almost 40 years after we were told. Anybody? Yeah, it was the last chance. I guess the last chance. Well, you know, today's verbiage, you really never know what last means, I guess. In the famous words of Billy Bob Clinton, you know, it all depends on what last means. It all depends on what is. In 2009, Prince Charles chimed in. He said from what research he's done, the planet only had 96 months to avoid decimation. Irretrievable climate, ecosystem collapse, and all that goes with it. 3 months later, UK Prime Minister Gordon Brown, he urged the nations to pull together, right? Get in front of this climate conference. This just goes on and on and on. And again, you just heard a little while ago that China does more polluting than the rest of the planet. But that's okay. No big deal. They got it covered. Right? Now, again, don't you love how everybody, I mean, it's a two-tiered system, people. I don't care how you look at it. I don't care what you believe, what you think you believe. It's a two-tiered system. And they're not going to be any better to you, Democrat. Frankly, even you Democrats, you better figure it out, too. They're going to bite you as well. And it's not just us. They're going to bite you as well. Because they don't really care about anybody in general. Come on, think about it. They really don't. Okay. Let me get back at it. Yeah, I know we'll go off. I'm sorry. Go off on tangents. I'm sure you can live with it. I don't do it all the time. All right. Public school enrollment is down. Are you shocked? Surprised? No, I don't think so. Anyway. More and more parents are opting America's children out of public schools, right? And it's true. I mean, the pandemic was a wake-up call for many parents who thought that the stuff guys like I was talking about was nuts, wasn't happening. I had a listener call me off time, and I don't usually pick up the phone, but I picked up the phone, and he said, dude, I thought you were nuts. I just enjoyed listening to you just to listen. He said, but I thought you were nuts with all this stuff that was going on and where you thought it would go and the whole. You were right on. And I said, I'm not a genius. I'm really not. I'm not the smartest guy in the room most of the time. It's simple common sense. Looking at the reality of what's happening, listening to the words that they're saying. Look, some of you have had, I won't say completely deceitful 17-year-olds. If you had 17-year-olds, they didn't always quite like to tell the truth, right? They'd like to skirt responsibility. So whenever you listen to one of these climate people or DEI people or politicians, right, think about it as a 17-year-old trying to get out of trouble. Listen carefully to the way they phrase the words and what they say. You've already seen it, right? So pay attention to it. More and more parents are pulling their kids out of public schools. Right, the share of children ages 5 to 17 enrolled in public schools fell by almost 4% from 2012 to 2022 in 10 years. Fell 4%. It's a big number when you think we have tens of millions of kids attending school. Here, let me see if I can give you some of the real numbers. NBC found that 87% of children were enrolled in public schools in 2022 compared to 90% in 2012. You lost 3%. Again, millions of kids, 3%. In Kentucky, the share of school-age children in public schools decreased by almost 8 percentage points. In South Carolina, the share of children enrolled in public schools decreased to 7.5%. Alaska got another 7%. I mean, these are big numbers, again, when you think about the gazillion kids that are in these schools. You understand what I'm saying? And God bless you parents who have the guts to pull them out and do something with them that you normally would not be able to do. It's a big deal. Now, during that same period, 5 to 17-year-olds enrolled in private schools. That increased by 2%. This is all off the Census Bureau, so you take it for what it's worth. But we're supposed to go by those numbers. Now, charter and homeschooling options became more available, so more people opted for those. Get the kids out of the public schools. That's a big deal. I mean, it used to be no matter what, your public school experience was unshakable. It's where you needed to go. It was the best place you could be. Not anymore. Right? Not anymore. Kentucky has seen the most students leave public schools. It is one of the 18 states without a school choice program. And the state doesn't fund charters, so homeschooling and micro-schooling, where students are homeschooled together, may be supervised by someone other than their own parents, are increasingly popular. Right? And we call them co-ops in California. 15% of parents in Kentucky prefer homeschooling compared to 9% of parents nationwide. Now, Robert Enloe, the CEO of the nonprofit school choice advocacy group, EdChoice, said he's agnostic, to which he doesn't care what options are chosen, but he thinks that the money should follow the student, not the school, not the community. I agree with him. Look, I'm paying taxes. My taxes do they include an option for public school? Do they include to make sure that there's a public school available? Or are they there to make sure that my child is educated? I want to know. Don't be seen your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up fast than before.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television!
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Just listen. Just get involved and get engaged. Understand what's going on. Ain't that, I mean, seriously, it ain't that hard. All right, let me see. What can we do? We can do some rapid fire things. I would like these, by the way. So I don't know if you guys caught this story the other day. You know, a lot of these stories go by the news at 100 miles an hour. We have a real serious problem now in the community with weed withdrawal. Right? More than half of the people using medical cannabis for pain experience, right, are having withdrawal symptoms when they have to get off it. Gee, shocked, surprised that any device, any product, any drug that makes you feel better. Because, you know, people with drug addiction will tell you there, we're constantly looking for the better high, the bigger high, the high high. In stark contrast to the overblown fears portrayed during decades most people think cannabis is relatively harmless. Now, weed is less dangerous than some of the other drugs. Now, the weed of the 70s, of the 60s, maybe even of the 80s, I don't know, right, was much less harmful than the weed of today. The weed of today is 100, and I'm not just throwing out a number. It's true. It's over 100 times stronger than the weed of yesteryear. Now, a study published on January 5th, this group found that 59% of people using medical cannabis for chronic pain, they experienced moderate to severe withdrawal symptoms once they stopped ingesting the weed. Most states in the U.S. legalize cannabis only for medical purposes. 15 others have legalized it for recreational use, and more people are using cannabis than ever before. Gee, shocked, I tell you, shocked. You see, you legalize it, so you don't get thrown in jail if you use it, and then people use more of it, and you're like, wow, maybe we shouldn't have done that. Bunch of boneheads. Anyway, the old guys like me have been running around saying, what are you people doing? This is the wrong thing to do. Yeah, nobody wants to listen. Anyway, let me see. 15 to legalize the recreation. Okay, more people using cannabis, especially older adults. They're using it for all kinds of things. And the perceived harms from weed use are, you know, decreasing. But many people report therapeutic benefits to enjoying recreational use of cannabis. Now, people don't realize what's going on with it, right? No, really, seriously, some of you remember, let's just be honest about it. Don't look at your kid and go, yeah, that was me. There were plenty of kids using weed in back in the 70s. They kind of check out. You think it wasn't crazy. But what it was is when you use it, right, it would relax you. That was the whole idea behind it, just relax me. Not a big deal. Most states in the U.S. have legalized cannabis, right? But only for medical use. But I'd love to know how it is in those states. How do you get that permit to use it? Just curious. The withdrawals are bad. I mean, they can be. I should put it that way. Right? They're physical, psychological experiences. When someone comes down from being high or goes for a period of time without use. A lot of people use cannabis once, twice a day. You ready for that? Cannabinoids, I like that, are naturally produced in the body, but it's much lower level than is available in most cannabis products. Among those who don't use weed for a period of several hours or days, these levels drop and they experience withdrawal symptoms. So how can it be good? No, come on, honestly. When you have to take something like that constantly to feel good, to feel less pain, shouldn't we look into what's causing it instead of masking it? Really? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, get involved, get engaged, make a difference. Take your time. Get your stuff together. All right, how about some fun with this one? Do you even care, though? 12 services that poor people spend money on, right? And the rich and the middle class don't. You should, you know, look, there's nothing wrong with looking at how a group acts and mimicking it if you're comfortable with it, right? If it's going to help you. Seriously. Let me see. I love this stuff. Oh, delivery services. Lower-income people, often busy working two or three jobs in a day, will look for a way to reduce visits. And reduce visits to the grocery store. Yes, Mr. Tongue, Mr. Lip, I'm having a hard time. Now, grocery service delivery seemed convenient. You still have to pay for delivery and tip the driver. Well, I'd have to look and see what it's costing me, gas and other things. Right? I don't have to leave the house. I can stay and be comfortable in my own home. High fees, checking accounts. Lower-income individuals struggle to maintain enough balances in checking accounts as it is to reduce the monthly fees. That means they can spend up to $10 a month, $120 a year. Yeah, it doesn't sound like a whole bunch. But $10 here, $10 there is a big deal. Really. Rental furniture and appliance services. Low-income people don't have enough money to spend on their purchases, and they'll resort to renting them, which ends up costing you a heck of a lot, not a little bit, a heck of a lot more money. Seriously. Oh, rent-to-own services. Another one. No. Check cashing services. Yep, crazy. Worst thing you could do. Really. Coin-operated laundromats. Again, sit back and write out how much money it costs. Right? Auto and renter's insurance. Is that really something you want to do, too? You really have to sit around and go, okay, where am I spending the money? Oh, here we go. Right. And then where you shouldn't be spending it. What it would cost you to do it differently. Because if you're sitting there doing what you're supposed to be doing, right, you can start realizing, no, I can get this on the way home from work. I can stop and do this. I can stop and do that. But we don't. Look, I get the convenience. I really do, believe it or not. But in all sincerity, if you're tight on cash, this is exactly how you watch that cash. Okay. And mark my words, look it up yourself. Right? These people are smoking dope, using it for medicinal purposes. Keep an eye on them. Really. It ain't that hard, and you might help somebody out. Okay. Anyhow, yeah, just all of this. Well, there's been a surge in black unemployment, by the way. Some say that's a big bell for the U.S. economy. Pay attention. Back in March, the government released, hey, where'd you go? Stop that. They released new data on unemployment among black Americans. The increase, especially among black women, has drawn attention from policymakers and economists. The disparity in joblessness rates between groups is a significant concern. Now, recent data from the Department of Labor reveals mixed results in the U.S. job market. While new jobs were created and pay increased, there was a concerning rise in unemployment among black Americans. I mean, again, different groups have different issues. But in this case, the jobless rate for black people rose to a staggering 6.5% in March, up from an initial 5.6%. So, hey, you know what? Keep track of what's going on around you. Pick up the newspaper. If you have to, start off thinking of the worst job you can get. Something you don't normally like doing. I got to get times in my life when I decided not to take a certain kind of job. Then I needed to feed the family, so I took it anyway. And it helped. It helped us tremendously. Okay, look, check out JoeMessina.com. Really, seriously, head over there. JoeMessina.com. I want you to read the stories. Check off the stories. Thumbs up. Send me a message. Whatever it takes. But I want you involved and I want you engaged. And I want you to know, have a clue as to what you're doing. So God bless. Be safe. Don't do anything stupid over the week. Yeah, I mean, during the week. We're back here every night at 6 o'clock. Join us.